moi.
We are
seems like we moved to smaller houses. The land, did I ever tell you I got 8 acres?
Oh, yes,
oh, didn't I? Well, we have, yes. I knew there was some damn good rough feeding animals, mainly all bird who goes behind the bull. You're not shooting, yes, so do I, didn't you?
Time and place, production, 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 time and place, production
there are circumstances suggesting that contraventions of these provisions have occurred, they may appoint one or more inspectors to carry out an investigation and to report the result of their investigations to the board. Section 26 requires a company to keep a copy of every contract of service with the director.
And the rest joined in. The cello.
These tests which we've given you have been exacting, very exacting.
And the bassoon.
Have been exacting, very exacting. These tests have been exacting, very exacting.
Catch me, cry the little tune, catch me!
Have been exacting, very exacting.
It is
your striving perfection.
Memorandums must be kept at the same place, which must be either its registered office, or the place where the register of members is kept, or its principal place of business, provided it's in the country of domicile.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fiddleston.
Every company must notify the registrar of companies of the place where copies or details of the contracts are kept, and of any change in that place, unless they are always kept at the registered office. The copies or details of the contracts are to be available for inspection by any member of the company without charge during business hours for a period of not less than 2 hours in each day. If default is made in keeping the contracts or details, the company and every officer in default shall be liable to a fine not exceeding £500.
Stop it, cried the conductor. Stop it, I say!
I just feel so bad. I don't think I want any company. I understand some people. Good night.
Good night, sir. The moon was out, and Cubby went to the river and sat on a log and looked at himself in the
water. If I went away from me, how unhappy I would be. Me and I,
the trees whispered in the wind.
53rd Street. There was a girl there that I was stuck on. She was almost 15 years old. And I used to go out every morning and buy bread for my mother. And I used to get the stale bread because it was 4 cents. And the regular bread was 5 cents. So in no time at all, about 4 months, I'd saved 70 cents. I was stuck on Annie Burger. She had a great pair of legs. And I used to watch her walk upstairs. She lived on the floor above us. Figured out. 10 cent car for that, for two. 10 cents for car, 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 and 50 cents for two seats. There you go. Now when we got to the theater, it was Hammerstein. There was a fellow selling sour candy in front of the room, and it was a nickel bag. And she says, "Yeah, we have to have some sour candy." I only had 10 cents. And we're sitting in the gallery in Soho. You couldn't even see the actors. And she starts singing my song. And I can hear her, and I can't hear the actors on the stage. And I could have killed her. I thought she'd offered me a piece. But she didn't. So when the show was over, by this time she consumed all the candy. And we got outside, and I said, "Annie, it was cold. It was real cold. I'd been snowing all that day."
You're listening to the Time Travel Musical Bazaar with Oberfismes and the Traveling Mongers, which is a brand spanking new podcast for WFMU. For the past 25 minutes or so, you've been listening to the two of us in an attic in the southwest of England with four slightly worn out record players and a reasonable amount of vinyl and red wine. And these are the sounds that we've been making for your delight and delectation. Yes. In the attic.
Yes.
In our time machine. And then we can cut that into...
Yeah.
Old Dan set us humming away.
Yes, that's what we like to hear. This is a fine record.
Great. I don't know whether that photocopied insert came with the record or whether someone who owned the record decided to photocopy the back cover.
Yeah.
And liked the photocopy so much. Mm-hmm. Inside the sleeve. Yeah. If not, it seems a fairly random insert for a record, a photocopy of the back cover.
On the <A4. laughs> So. That was a great moment when that came in.
It was.
With the classical.
I like that too.
I really enjoyed it.
So that was Groucho Marx, recorded about the age of 84 or something, I think.
84.
Yeah. He started gigging again.
Yes, me too.
So what else?
What else have we heard? The Gene Krupa drum solo.
Yes, recurring.
We heard what's this? What's it?
How to give your stereo a checkout.
We heard The Two Ronnies, Volume 4. A record that's simply called Dixieland, which has some claim to be the
ultimate sampler
of that style of music.
Although it sort of sounds like Dixieland played by the Women's Institute.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
We heard a French chorus from the Conversophone Institute.
And?
Maurice Lassange.
Lassange.
And Music of India with Mirin Alini Sarabhai with Chatuni Panika.
That was very good, actually.
That was very good.
The Mexican Fiesta by Pepe Jaramillo.
Oh, Pepe Jaramillo.
With his Latin American rhythm.
Oh, yeah. We heard Auf zum Schützenfest. Yes. Which is a record I used on many things previously. And it's a real oompa. It's basically a document of loads of absolutely pissed up Germans standing in a field, shouting at each other and playing oompa music.
Drinking beer.
Drinking
perhaps.
Beer, yeah. Which is something we should do soon. And we heard the four freshmen. They don't look terribly fresh by the front cover, do they?
No.
Slightly old and wizened freshmen. Yes. And we heard the Commentary Upon Companies Act 1967, professional and from Professional and Commercial Guidance.
That's the one.
We heard The World of Cinema Organ. You can read the front of that cover.
Yes. 33C016412.
Yes, we heard that.
Did we hear these? Yes, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
We heard
them. The New Sound.
Just for a little while.
The New Sound Crusaders. Steel
yeah.
Band.
Yeah, they were good.
And Rhythms of Steam.
There's another one.
Harry Smith. London Barrel Organ.
Yeah.
Harry Smith actually is a London Barrel Organ as well. BBC Sound Effects, Death and Horror. Did we hear that sexy woman?
No,
we didn't hear the sexy woman.
But maybe soon.
Yeah, yeah. The sexy woman, I presume, isn't Duncan Lamont.
No.
At least I hope not, because that would reduce her sexiness
somewhat
considerably. Did we hear this? These men? The man who looks like he's masturbating.
Yes.
And his yeah. friends.
The man who everybody
the man who everybody recognises. And that was popular music that will live forever. Oh, that was the Mike Sams male voice. You know, I have about 10 to 15 records that all feature these different Mike Sams choirs. Mike Sams must have been quite an owner of a fair few choirs.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is an ambition of mine as well.
He was hard working.
And there's another one up there, is there? Oh yeah, we haven't looked on the actual record players. Oh, that's
some Modern Times.
Oh yeah, Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times score. And this South Sawns record was the first thing I ever stole. I stole this record from school, because that's the kind of teenager I was. I stole 19th century classical music.
Yes. Anyhow, music for pleasure.
Music for pleasure. Is this my wine?
Yes.
But this is a WFMU podcast called the Time Travel Musical Bazaar. And thank you for listening.